I know. Hush. It's okay. Don't fight the gag. Oh, no. No tears, baby girl. Not yet, at least. I know. I'm so sorry you got mixed up with all this, baby. It's nothing personal, though. It's just business. You understand that, right? Oh, well, look who finally woke up. Hi there, deadbeat. I was just telling this lovely lady all about how she has you and you alone to thank for her current circumstances. I gotta tell you, man, that fake confusion is a real bad look for you. Don't bother pretending you don't know what happens to men like you who don't pay off their debts. Oh, cut the bullshit. You know as well as I do. You owe us 50 grand, and we've given you way, way too much leeway already. You're long overdue, and you know that. So don't you dare look so shocked. You're not fooling anyone. But lucky for you, this organization considers old things like kneecapping and bone breaking to be a little counterproductive. Not to mention just plain barbaric. We're above that here. So, after a couple of roundtable meetings, our team decided that your girlfriend's body is probably the most efficient and polite way that we can get our money back. Pretty girls like her always have one way to pay back their debts, after all. It's the oldest career there is, and we're gonna put her to work at it. A lot of men would be willing to fork over cash to fuck your lover. And it's no one's fault but your own that you didn't come up with that idea to pay off your debt before we came up with it for you. Okay. Now the bewildered look on your face is finally warranted. I know what you're thinking, but if you're gonna traffic out my girlfriend's body, why is it that she is tied to a chair fully clothed, but I'm the one strapped to a bed in nothing but my underwear? Thinking something like that, right? Well, I was getting to that part. Because, I've always thought that you were handsome. The truth is, we rounded up a lot of people who want to play with your girlfriend's body. But me, on the other hand, well, I want to play with yours. And it's pretty unlikely that the lady strapped to the chair next to us will get to have a good time when it's her turn. Yeah, it seems pretty unlikely to me that she'll actually enjoy getting raped and passed around by all of her, let's just call them her clients. So with that in mind, when I'm playing with you, it wouldn't be fair if you got to have a good time, right? If she's about to be so miserable with her team, then you should be pretty miserable with me, shouldn't you? In fact, that's actually the only way I was able to square this with the rest of the organization. Promise them that you wouldn't be enjoying yourself. We don't want you to misinterpret getting to be in bed with me as a reward for all of your misdeeds. So, knowing your love of gambling and knowing exactly what you're packing inside your underwear, I thought we could make a little bit of a game of this. The game is simple, really. You're not allowed to come, no matter what I do to you. Easy, right? But let's face it, you are gonna come eventually. It's pretty much fucking inevitable that you will. And you can tell just by looking at me that I know exactly what I need to do to a man's body. So I'm gonna do whatever I want to you, and you're just going to have to try not to like it too much. I can all but guarantee that you're going to end up losing our little game. So what would motivate you to play? Why would you ever participate in a game that you've been forced into and that you know you cannot win? Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly what'll keep you from letting yourself get off. Exactly what'll keep you from cheating and losing our game automatically and just enjoying my talented touch and my cock-hungry body. You're playing for your girlfriend's price. The longer that it takes you to come, the more expensive your whore of a girlfriend's hourly rate will be in the coming hours. To put things into perspective, if you were to come right this second, then we'd be charging the men who want to use her holes $1 an hour. So $1 an hour and the $50,000 that you owe us, that's not quite 6 years, assuming that she works around the clock and we never let her take a second to eat or sleep. So, but on the other hand, if you can manage to make it a whole 5 minutes without coming to me, then she'll cost $2 an hour. And if you make it to 10 minutes, $4 an hour. And then 8, and then 16. We just keep doubling it every 5 minutes. That means by the 30-minute mark, she'll be $64 an hour. And that would mean, to pay off your debt, it would only take about 780 hours. It's barely more than a month. Is that all making sense to you, you deadbeat bitch of a man? Well, and of course, like I said earlier, I do like you. I hope you know that. I like you. I like your body. I know that I'll get to have a lot of fun playing with your cock. And I am very, very confident in my abilities to win this game. And I'm a sucker for a couple in love. So tell you what, if you can last a whole 60 minutes without coming, then I'll pay off your debt myself. Make it a whole hour with me, and you're in the clear. She'll stay untouched. You just have to win the game, and then both of you will wake up back home, and you'll have a total clean slate. You'll even be able to believe that all of this was just a wet dream. So, you understand the rules to our game? Well, it really doesn't matter. Because the game starts now. Now you just let me out that fucking cock. Oh, fuck, it's just like I pictured it. I want to suck it so hard, but for now, I just want to kiss it. Worship it. Fuck yeah, you're so responsive. God, you're so fucking hard already. Just from my lips. My cock's so fucking stiff just from my mouth on your skin. I love this one vein you've got pulsing. Yeah, that one thick vein that you've got right here. Fuck, you're so fucking hard. You may have cost my organization a lot of money, but your cock might, and I mean might. Might just make it all worth it. My kisses keep getting sloppier and sloppier. I'm just trying to help. I don't like you. Open this. This is all over that fucking shaft of yours. I can't fucking help it anymore. I'm gonna put it in my mouth. Oh, yeah. Oh my god, you taste so fucking good. I was wanting to tease you with my tongue and lips for a little while longer, but I just can't help myself. And besides, if I lose control and I just unleash all of my lust on your body, I can't help it. If that happens to me, it's not like the love of my life is gonna be the one to suffer for it. You taste so good. Your cock feels so good when it tickles my tonsils. Yeah, I knew just by looking at you that you'd be long enough to hit my gag reflex. It's so satisfying taking you that deep. There's a real joy in giving myself a challenge. After all, it'd be no fun if I could fit the whole thing in my mouth comfortably. It's nice for it to be a little bit too much. Does she deep throat you like that? The woman in the cucking chair. The woman who's watching your cock vanish into my mouth. Does she know how to get you down that deep? Does she? Does she? What, you don't feel like answering? Well, fine. It's fine either way. 'Cause if she doesn't, When you girls enjoy having a talented slut pleasure for a change. She doesn't know how to do it that deep. And she does. And I'm sure her new playmates will be so happy to pay top dollar for your talented little throat. We just have to make sure that you last long enough to make them pay top dollar. Oh my god, your cock tastes so fucking good. Your cock tastes so fucking good. I can only imagine how sweet it's gonna be once I've got you dribbling, Quaker. Once I got your cock leaking half as much as I got drooling all over the fucking place. Oh, you're gonna taste even better then. Fuck. You just keep getting harder and harder. But the harder you get, the harder it is for me to let you out of your mouth. Oh my god, your fucking cock out of my ass is so good. Oh my god, you're so good. I don't know how much of that you could even understand, but I don't really care. To be honest, I think I sound the most like myself when I've got a mouthful of cock. Or a mouthful of tit. Or my mouth wrapped around a cunt, or balls deep in my mouth. That's when I sound like me. I know what I am. I know I'm a horny fucking slut who would do anything at all just to get a little bit of satisfaction. Yep, do anything. Anything at all. Even make a very expensive bet for the sake of a very cheap whore. Just to get it my cunt filled. That's who I am, baby. And doesn't that sound like the kind of woman who's real life is really seeking when her real life is obstructed by a real cock? It's almost like an accent. A whore speaks with the accent of a cock down her throat. It's how you sound like me. Did she sound the same way? Is your Laura also an impolite and rude little whore
Can you be bothered to take your cock the whole way out of her mouth before she starts blabbing? Yes, of course. Does she like to run her mouth while she's running her tongue all along you? Does she? Tell me. Because I don't think we're going to get a clear answer out of her. Not while she's gagged. Just look at the way that she drools around that big rubber ball, though. Her lower lip is quivering a bit. She looks nervous. What's she gotta be nervous for? You're not close, right? Like, sure, your cock is hard, and sure, it's soaked in my spit, and sure, I can't quit rubbing my lips all over their heads. But that's nothing, right? She has nothing to fear. There's nothing even remotely arousing going on here. Nothing away, right? There's no way you'd be getting close and I'd be jealous. Well, it doesn't look like that put her mind at ease. Well, that's too bad. Be honest, if she wasn't so nervous, I might get her to join us. Yeah, some part of me wants to untie her just because sucking your cock with her is so fun. I'd get to make out with those pretty lips of hers. She'd be so good to kiss. So good to kiss right through your cock. Put her lips right next to mine. So my tongue around your shaft to get it into her mouth. Your cock's already so wet with my drool. But it'd be even better with some of hers, too. Me salivating like one of Havelock's dogs all over your rock hard cock. And then I could challenge her to somehow keep you dry while I'm drooling. Yeah, I could just tell her that the debt is cleared if she can lick my spit off of your cock. If she can find a way to suck every drop of my drool off of you. To be honest, she might have a better chance that way. With the way that your cock is starting to pulse. The way that that one vein you got right here is starting to poke against my tongue. You might have a better chance of extinguishing the sun than lasting a full hour without coming for me. But who am I to judge? I'm definitely gonna come myself before the hour's up. It is, to be honest, real hard for me not to come just from the sucking scent of you. I am so fucking horny just from touching your cock. I gotta tell you, my pussy is dripping as much as my mouth is. Fuck, you have such a fantastic cock. Yeah, you do. I fucking love it. Mm-hmm.
Fuck, my eyes are starting to water a bit. My mascara is gonna run. But what about hers, huh? I know that it's tempting to watch your cock disappear between my lips while I bob my head like that, but don't you want to look at her face? Don't you want to look into her eyes while she watches another woman enjoying her man? Because, of course. Of course I am fucking enjoying it. I am fucking enjoying you. Oh, sucking your cock is fucking delight for a whore like me. And I know you're liking it too. I know you're liking it. I know you are. I can tell you are having a good time. I know you're enjoying yourself. What about your girlfriend? Is she enjoying the show so far? Look over at her. Are you sad, baby girl? Are you sad to see another woman's mouth engulfing this big cock? Yeah, are you a little uncomfortable, baby? Did you think that this big cock belonged to you? Sorry, baby. It's not yours. No. I can do whatever I want of this dick. I can keep it down as long as I want, and there's nothing you can do about it. Mm-hmm.
appreciate the workout that I was giving my tongue. Keeping that thick cock ears away from my teeth is a challenge. Usually my tongue only gets that much of a workout from eating pussy, but whew, the way that fuck stick between your legs is shaped. This fucking thick dick really made me fucking work for it. And I gotta admit, there was a moment there that I thought I had you. It was 1 second that I felt your cockhead twitching a little bit against my throat, but no. No, it seems like you're still going strong. Can that throbbing cock of yours still take more? Well, let's keep playing then. My throat needs a bit of a break, though. I'm not gonna let myself gag on a cock until I choke. I mean, who am I? Your girlfriend for the next couple months? Well, while my mouth takes a break, I was gonna use my hand for a bit, but you've been taking it pretty well. So I think I'm gonna bump you up from just hand to fleshlight. Let me just get the inside of this thing all nice and lubed up. I know. And as much as I know that I would love feeling your cock twitch in my hand to pump your shaft, I know that this will feel so much better for you. Tight and welcoming, like a real cunt. It feels good, doesn't it? It's all lubed up, and it squeezes your cock just right, doesn't it? Yeah, it's doing what it was made for. I like to use sex toys on my sex toys. And you know that's all that you are right now. You know that, right? It's all you are to me. My toy. And I can see the way that your legs are straining to keep from thrusting up off of the bed. It's so hard for you not to let yourself match my movements. But just hold still. Come on, just let me pump your cock. I know what I'm doing. You just lay there. You just lay there and endure. You can do it. Ooh, you made it to 25 minutes now. That's $32 an hour? Last I checked, we've got about 40 men outside lined up. They're all waiting to take their turn playing with your girlfriend's body, so you don't want to come just yet. You gotta make all 40 of them pay at least $1 each when they share. Yeah, just outside that door are some of the meanest, angriest men that you can think of. And all of them have more reasons than you can even imagine to hate women. And they'd be all too happy to make that hatred her problem. Oh, you need me to slow down, okay? Well, as much as they would hate her and enjoy hate fucking the shit out of her, we don't want her to die, though. She's an investment. We agreed no more than 8 men get to go on her at once. Well, because, I mean, she's got 3 holes, and after a little bit of practice, I'm sure she can take at least 2 cocks in each of those holes. And you know, your girlfriend's got pretty hair. She does! Just look at those locks while she shakes her head in fear. She could probably get a couple guys to come just by them fucking that. I know somebody who'd love to grab a fistful of those gorgeous strands and stroke himself off with it. Just picture that. Just picture rough hands in a tug of war with her scalp. Just picture that pretty face being streaked with tears and pre-cum. Picture her makeup all smeared as her mind starts to break from the seemingly unending gang rape for days. Look at her face. Look at her and see that happening to her body. Picture it. Picture it. But don't come just yet. Don't come to that thought just yet. No. No, you've got to ignore that. You got to ignore that soft silicone squeezing onto your needy shaft. Don't think about it. Don't think about the way that it tricks your aching balls into thinking that they're pumping into a real cunt. Don't think about how those balls are just twitching for relief, desperate to pump every single drop out into a suitable female pussy. Just look at your girlfriend's face. Look at the fear in her eyes. Think about how she'd cry while she's getting used. I at least did her the courtesy of gagging you so that she doesn't need to hear all of those moans that you're trying to hide right now. She doesn't need to listen to you. She doesn't need to listen to the way that you're barely able to keep from grunting in pleasure and effort when I do this. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But you know, I can't gag her. No, once I turn her over to the men, her mouth will be wide open. And every scream of pain as she's tugged in all directions, every sob when she's overwhelmed and she can only cry out for help that will never, ever arrive. Howling every fucking orgasm as she's fucked in ways you could never even dream of doing to her, you are gonna hear every single one. You're gonna hear every single noise that she makes crystal fucking clear. Fuck, I can even see the way that your balls are twitching right now. You're barely able to keep from leaping off the bed into my hand, yeah? You're barely able to hold still and not fuck the flashlight back, isn't that right? Fucking traitor. How perverted are you to want to see your love like that? Or do you just want to put on a good show for her while it's still your turn, yeah? Yeah, you think that she enjoys this? You think that she wants to see you struggle to keep your cock under control? Yeah? Why don't you show her how much you love her, yeah? Show her how hard you're trying not to come. How hard you're trying to resist coming for her. Well, trust me, the next set of hands that she has all over her, they won't be nearly as loving as yours are. All of her playmates know they're not allowed to kill her. But rough her up a bit, slap her around, make her beg for mercy, send her back to you beaten and bruised. That's more than allowed. That's encouraged. Don't worry. I'm sure no matter when you come, no matter how much it was worth, they'll all get their money's worth out of her.
I do wonder how much longer you're gonna last, though. Because you're so hungry for pussy, aren't you? Your artificial pussy.
Because it's easier for you to believe that you're inside a fertile little needy pussy when you're not feeling my tongue gliding along your length, right? When it's just that soft, warm, lubed up, smooth surface squeezing around you without the risk of touching any teeth at all. And then it's easy to forget that you're not actually balls deep inside a fertile little cunt, isn't it? It's especially easy if you close your eyes.
No, it is, believe me.
If you just shut your eyes and focus, just focus on that feeling, on that sensation of a sloppy, dripping wet hole pumping up and down. I know that every cell in your body is screaming for you to breathe, to give into your instincts and just pump your grunts and in moans of need. The same moans you're trying so hard to keep down right now. But that voice is telling you to fuck. It's commanding you to gyrate, to thrust those hips, and to get your cock all the stimulation it needs to finally burst. To fuck until you know that your seed's been planted right where it belongs. You need to get every drop out. You need to come. You need it. You know you want it. You know you want it. You know you want to come so fucking bad to just give in to your instincts and fuck up off the bed until you fucking come. You want to fucking come. You want to fucking come. You want to fucking come. Yeah, you wanna fucking come. I know you do. You know you wanna. You know you want it, and you're not gonna try to fucking lie to me. But you also know that you can't. Not yet. Don't come yet. As much as your balls might be starting to get a little bit sore from the teasing, just imagine how bad every single one of your girlfriend's holes is gonna be if you come now. When you start to feel that pain in your balls as you're getting a little too close, just think about the pain that she's gonna be in when she's delivered back to you, gaping and dripping and completely fucking wrecked by cock. You don't want that for her, do you? So just relax, okay? Just lay still and let me take care of everything. Because if you start moving around, and if you give in to the urge to fuck back, then who knows when the urges will stop? You've just gotta let me slide this toy up and down your cock. Yeah, let me give your shaft those long, slow, deliberate, deep strokes. You keep your hips still. You keep your ass flat on the bed. I'm just trying to help you. I'm just trying to make sure that you don't let that lady in the cuck chair down. Because if you give in, if you hump up into this toy, if you just give in and you thrust and you fuck, then it's only so long before you give in and come too. Oh, I heard that little gasp that you let out when you heard me say come. There it is again. Come. Aw, are you starting to get a little uncomfortable? Is the animal inside of you starting to take over? Is it getting hard for you to think? No? Then why does your body react so beautifully just from hearing me say that word? Come. 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 You know, I don't mind if you do. It's okay. It's okay if you want to come. I would be so satisfied if you did come right now. And don't you want to satisfy me? Don't you want to please the woman who controls your body? The woman who's lying in bed with you while you're naked? The woman who is masterfully stroking your cock with a fleshlight that fits you like a glove and that melts right into your skin like butter? If you want to make me happy and you want to make me feel good, then you can come. I'm giving you full permission to come when it feels good. Come for me. Come if you want. You are good. You are good. Stiff as a fucking board. Holding perfectly still right on the edge and not letting go. I'm almost proud of you. Almost proud of my good boy. Making me work for it. You know I love a challenge. I guess I'm gonna ditch the fleshlight then.
After all, just because it was designed to make Hawk feel good doesn't mean it can compete with the real thing, can it? And you want the real thing, don't you? You want me to ride you, don't you? Because I gotta tell you, it is taking every ounce of willpower that I've got not to just fucking do it. And I know it's just as bad for you. Because I've been watching your throat, and I've been watching you do that thing where you swallow and swallow over and over again like you're trying to keep those words from crawling out along your tongue. You're trying to resist the urge to say, oh, just ride me, fuck me, put me in your pussy, do it. Those words have gotta stay down in your mouth, don't they?
But you can't say it. Because you know, I am fluent in gag. I would be able to tell, even with that gag in your mouth, I would know every single word you make. I know what you're begging for, and I know you're so fucking close to begging for it right now, aren't you?
Well, maybe we'll get to that later. I know that you'll be a fun ride. Don't worry, I want it too, but for now, let me just... Oh, fuck, you feel good against my hand. Can't believe how hot your skin is. Is that just from the friction, from being pumped and stroked with that toy until now? Or is it all from inside of you? All of that blood rushing to your cock and your skin just straining to contain all of your need. Contain all your pressure. I can see why you like him, sweetie. Even if he is the kind of deadbeat who gets in deep with the loan sharks, he probably gets deep into you too, doesn't he? Maybe his poor decisions have gotten him in trouble before, but with a cock like this, I'm sure he knows exactly how to fuck his way back out of the mess, doesn't he? That's what you do, isn't it?
No way with a cock like this have you never fucked your way out of a bad situation before.
Well, it's her turn now. Her turn to fuck your problems away. I can see the way that your balls are tensing. They're riding up so much, so tight, so full. So heavy with all of that sperm that's so desperate to get out. It looks almost painful. Oh, you want me to kiss it better? God. Your need is so thick in the air that it's like it's shaking the fucking room, turning the air fucking solid. But it's not just your need, because I fucking need it too. I can feel how bad you need to come, and fuck, it's making me need it so fucking bad. Calm down. Calm down, girl, calm down.
You know, you are making good time. I think I've got to take this a little further. Have you ever played with a magic wand, my dear? Well, they work on men just as well as women. They're sometimes called milking wands, believe me. What do you think is gonna happen if I push this soft rubber right up against your balls? And I just take this skin-like fiber right here, and then I... How's that feel, babe? How long do you think you can take that? I won't press too hard. Your girlfriend's squirming in her chair right now. She probably knows that she couldn't last very long with this thing pressed firm against her clit. But you think you can endure it for her, hmm? How long can you last with that intense pleasure ripping through your skin and my hands are rubbing the top half of your cock, yeah? Oh, yeah? If I keep my lubed up palm teasing, squeezing that swollen cockhead, and I keep this vibe pressed up against the bottom of your shaft. You think you can take it? You know the reason these things are so good for massages is because the waves get in deep, and they help your muscles relax. And I think your cock could really use some relaxation and relief right now. Don't you think so? You must be aching for it. Your cock must be so sore, so needy. You wanna come, don't you? You wanna come, don't you? But you can't. You can't come yet. Don't. Don't let her down. Don't let her down. Look at her. Look at your sweet lover. Look right in those eyes. There's nothing quite like gag eyes, right? With that rubber crammed into her mouth, her eyes have to do all the emoting for her full face. And they're doing such a good job. You see her fear? You see that she's so scared that when I move the vibe up from your balls and I drag it up your shaft and I put it right here. Now you can see that she's worried you won't be able to handle it. Oh, but it looks like you can. So far. Well, look at that. Really? Even a milk and wand placed right up against your glands, and you're still holding strong. What a good boy you are. Such a good boy, still edging. It must be getting painful. You must really love your girl. You're such a good boy, staying right on the fucking edge where you belong. Let me turn that wand up a bit. You're fucking twitching for it now. I can only imagine how bad it's throbbing, but you're not coming yet. So strong. Such a powerful man to be able to keep all of that cum churning inside your balls. Don't give in. Don't give in yet. Fuck, I am genuinely surprised that you have not come yet. It's almost impressive. I don't think I could handle that vibe on my clit for very long. Fuck it. I'm gonna test that theory. Let me find out. Yeah, I'm gonna quit rubbing your cock with just my hand. I'm gonna get on top of that body of yours. And I'm gonna finally fucking ride that cock that I've been wanting to put in me all night. I'm gonna... Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Let me put that on my... Oh, God. Shit. God. Shit. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck my... Oh, my... Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so good. Oh, you're so good. Oh, my... Oh, your cock feels so good. Yeah. Oh my god, that vibe right on my fucking clit. Oh my god. Oh, can you feel that still? Are those vibrations still getting through your cock right through to me? Yeah. Oh, does this feel as good for you as it does for me? Oh my god, oh my god. Does it feel as good for you as it does for me? Oh, I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care if it feels good or not. I just know. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Oh, just like that. Oh my god, just like that. Oh, fuck, just like that. Yeah. Oh my fucking god. Oh my god, your fucking cock is gonna. Oh, you're just gonna fucking. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You feel so fucking good. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, my god.
Oh my god. Fuck. Oh my god. How much longer are you gonna fucking last? Because I don't know. Oh my god. I don't know how much longer I'm gonna fucking last with you. Oh, oh my god. Oh yeah. Just look. Just look. Just remember what you're doing this for. And just remember what you're doing this for. I'm just fucking doing this for fun myself, though. Oh my god. Yeah, and you're making it so fun. You're making it so fucking fun. Yeah, turning your whole fucking cock just into a toy for me. No wonder she's staying with you when you've got a cock like this. Fuck. You could have easily fucking earned your fucking way back. Oh my god, your cock is just fucking worth it. Oh my god. Yeah. Don't get your cum yet. Not yet. Not when you're so close. You're so close, and I'm so fucking close too. I'm so fucking close, so fucking fast. Oh my god. But if you come too soon and you ruin my fun, I will make you fucking regret it forever. So don't you fucking dare. Oh man. Oh, don't you dare come. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you. Oh, fuck so good. Oh my god. Oh, did you like it? Do you like when my fucking do you like watching my fucking tits bounce right in your face? Because they're so much better than your lovers, aren't they? Yeah, they are. Oh, yeah. Because your lovers' titties just don't quite match mine, do they? Well, maybe. Since I'm investing so much in you already, maybe. Maybe I'll take a little bit more cash out under your name and we'll see about getting her tits upgraded before we give her back to you. It's not like we could take even more interest to your loan. Oh my god, fuck, you're fun to ride. Oh my god, and just like that, just look at that flashlight. I can see you struggling so bad right now. Oh, you need it so bad right now. Oh, you do, don't you? Don't you? It's so hard for you to just lie still, to just lay flat and let me use you. I know it is. I know that you want to grab me. You want to grab my tits. You want to grab my waist. You want to grab my ass. You want to fuck me deeper. You want to get some leverage. You want to get some leverage over my body and pretend you've got some control, right? You need so bad to just... You need so bad to just fuck back into me. I know you do. But you've got to just give in. You got to just give in and enjoy it, babe. Give in to not having any power. No power for you. No control. Nothing. Nothing. Just cock. Just cock. That's all you are. That's all you... fucking are. Oh my god. Oh yeah. So unfortunate that you can't fuck me back, because I know you want to. You want to fuck me properly in front of your girlfriend, don't you? Yeah, that's what you fucking want, isn't it? You fucking hate me for everything that I've done to you, but you fucking hate me for everything I haven't even begun to do to you yet. But you still want to fuck me. I know you do. You have to. You fucking have to, because right now, you're all fucking mine. Right now, you are all fucking mine. Your cock is gonna stay in my fucking cum because that's where it fucking belongs. Yeah, that's where it fucking belongs. Fuck. Oh my god, this is why I wanted you so bad. This is why I wanted to get your cock so fucking bad. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, you're gonna stop fucking. I'm losing my fucking. I can't fucking stand it. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna fucking. I'm gonna. Ah, ah, ah.
You're coming inside of me. You're coming inside of me. You're coming inside of me. I can feel it. Oh my god, my fucking cunt, you're milking your fucking cunt deep inside of me. Yeah. Oh fuck, that's it. Yes. Let me milk out every fucking drop. Yes. Fuck. Oh my god, give it to me. Oh yeah, that's it. That's it. Still so fucking warm. Yeah. So deep inside of me, too. Yeah. I hate to climb off of you while you're still half stiff, but I gotta get that timer. Let's see how you did. 53.5 minutes. Okay, so last milestone would have been 50. That is 1,024. But you got pretty close to the 55-minute mark. And you were a pretty good lay, so I'm going to bump her up to an even 2,000 bucks. So the 50 grand you owe us divided by 2 grand an hour, that's just 25 hours. That's a short enough shift that there's no reason to make the men stop or give her a break, and we can probably get it all done in one shot. Not bad. Not bad at all, babe. Oh, and look, she's finally given in and is crying. She's just so heartbroken that you let her down. Your cum is leaking down the thighs of a woman who is not your girlfriend. And those tears are leaking down her girlfriend's cheeks. Because you just weren't good enough. You were never good enough for her, were you, you naughty boy? Oh. Well, your part of the game is over. Her turn now. Oh, shh, baby doll, I am so sorry. I am so sorry that you fell in love with this piece of trash who borrows money and doesn't pay it back. It's really not your fault, darling. This is not personal. I really wish that you were with a real man instead of the kind of deadbeat who decides to put his balls over his girlfriend's well-being. And to be honest, it's none of my business, but from one woman to another, I really hope you dump his ass after you're done settling his finances for him. I sincerely hope this is the last time that you try to solve his problems for him, my darling. Well, you take one last look at him for now. You keep that image of his pathetic, cum-drunk body in your mind, my dear. And let me just tilt your chair and... I wasn't exaggerating. Your new lovers really have been waiting just outside the door. They're probably a little bit pent up with how long it took them to fail. No more tears, my darling. Save the water, save the hydration. Let me get you introduced to your playmates. And I'll be back to untie you soon, you cuckold loser. In the meantime, I suggest you start brainstorming what your apology to this lovely lady will be. Hey, boys. Look at what we have here.